You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby, where you can engage with us via our website at cjsf.ca or on our social media, which is CJSF Radio on TikTok and Blue Sky, or CJSF Music and CJSF Talk on Instagram.
Talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem Nations. I'm your host, Nicole, and I hope you are doing well this morning. I know there was a little bit of rain earlier this morning, depending on where you are in the Lower Mainland, but it has since stopped, at least up here on the mountain, and it looks as though the next few days are going to be nice, dry, sunny, warm, just like I like it. We have been experiencing rain a lot over the past couple of days, and I am so ready for summer, you don't even know. I noticed that the fact that we are getting some warmer days in today, starting today, and probably for like maybe 4 or 5 days or so, it got me remembering of the fact that there is a water restriction. We're actually on a stage 3 water restriction right now for those in the Lower Mainland region. And it's actually going to be staying in place until October 15th, unless otherwise noted. And this covers the areas of Vancouver, Surrey, Delta, Langley, Coquitlam, Port Moody, Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows, Burnaby, Richmond, New West, and the North Shore. And what that means is there is a ban on watering your lawn. And if you do have hot tubs, pools, or fountains of the like, it can't be filled or topped up with water during this time. Your vehicles and boats can't be washed at home except to clean windows, lights, mirrors, license plates, and engines, just for like safety purposes. However, trees, shrubs, and flowers can be watered at any time using a water container, drip irrigation, or hose with a spring-loaded nozzle. Sprinklers and soaker hoses are prohibited. And then your vegetable gardens can be watered at anytime as well. So yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. And one thing I do want to say before I get into a song, before some interviews, is that it is convocation week up here at SFU, and it is so lovely to walk the campus and see all the graduates. So I just want to send a congratulations to all those who are graduating this year. Now I am going to play a track by a group called Tell Adeline with a song called Vermilion Sky, and that's featuring Emily Millard. And then after that, I'm going to be sharing an interview with former Intravenous host Robin Erickson, and we're going to be chatting about her chapter in the book The Awakened Feminine. It is a really, really great conversation. I'm so excited to share that, but we're going to start off with some music first. So here is Vermilion Sky.
Ponderosa's tender dry, a hazy vermilion.
that was Vermilion Sky by Tell Adeline. I really love their music. I just kind of stumbled on them recently, and if we have some time, I might play another track from them. So here is my conversation with a familiar voice, Robin Erickson. This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Robin Erickson to chat about a writing project that she was recently a part of called The Awakened Feminine Stories of Emergence, Power, and Presence. This book is not just a collection of stories, but a movement of awakening, healing, and becoming. Each chapter reflects what unfolds when women listen to their inner truth and step forward with courage to share their lived experience. And readers are encouraged to slow down and receive. Robin is a prairie girl at heart, now living in the Lower Mainland, and held a long career in community radio, including time here at CJSF 90.1 FM. So I'm really excited to chat about her chapter in The Awakened Feminine, Stories of Emergence, Power, and Presence. Welcome back to the station, Robin. How are you?
Thank you. It's pretty exciting to be back, and it's really interesting to be on the other side of the microphone.
I can imagine. I'm so thrilled that I am getting the opportunity to, number one, meet you for the first time, and then, hello, meet you, interview you. Here we go.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so my first question for you is, how did you get connected to this project and to actually become a contributing author?
Mm-hmm. The coordinator of the project, Melanie Van Hawk, is we share a mutual friend. Mm. And on social media, I saw one day that she had posted not necessarily a call out, but, you know, I'm thinking about this thing, and what do people think about it? And is there any, you know, is there any spark out there? And I just had this sort of pull in a way to inquire. And so we connected online, and she told me a little bit more about what her plans were. She had already published a similar kind of anthology called Awakened Souls, and she wanted to do another one, Awakened Feminine, which is the one that I'm published in, as well as an Awakened Masculine book that were sort of, you know, compatriots.
Okay.
They came out at the same time, which is really cool. And so I went back to my little thinking cave and inquired with a friend who had participated in a couple of projects like this, and, you know, picked her brain and asked her if it was a worthwhile energy endeavor and investment of, you know, time, etc. Mm-hmm. And she didn't give me a yes or no, but gave me enough to, you know, be able to sort of weigh and evaluate that it was a big growth opportunity. Yes. And inside my wallet, I have this post-it note that says stretch of significance. Mm. So that every time I open my wallet, I see,
yes,
you know, stretch of significance. And it's just a reminder to me that, you know, what I want to be trying to do is to make efforts in areas that matter to me, you know.
Nice.
And not just to do hard things because they're hard things and I can go, I've achieved the hard thing, but you know, that I've put my time and energy into something that really feels like it's growth, that it's, you know, important and matters deep down somewhere in my soul.
Yes,
you know,
for yes.
So
absolutely. Now, have you written before? Like, is this your debut in being a published author, or do you have other works?
No, this is the first time that I have my name on,
oh my gosh,
on anything. I mean, when I was in grad school, we got broken up into smaller groups within our cohort, mm-hmm. and together we wrote a book about, you know, how to do arts for social change.
Okay.
So my name is on a chapter in that book, which is not widely available. It's, you know, very specific and, you know, is published in a PDF that if you know one of us, you can get it. You can get it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know, you can't go to Amazon and buy it like you can this one.
Yeah.
So very much a debut.
Yes. So then, okay, you have a chapter published in this book. It is actually the first chapter, by the way, just putting it out there, everybody.
It is, which is
you
crazy.
Know what I mean? I was just like, first and foremost, how does that feel?
It feels really special.
Nice.
And you know, I was talking to another friend about it, and you know, kind of marveling and a bit joking, as we do, right?
Yes,
just
of course.
You know, kind of minimizing the prominence of what that actually looks like. And she said, having read the book as a pre-reader, she said it totally made sense that my chapter was the first chapter and kept there or moved there or what have you, because there's something that is quite universal, mm-hmm. about the way that my chapter unfolds that sets the stage almost for the rest of the stories in the book. And so by reading the introduction and then by reading the chapter that I wrote, you get this invitation into the awakened feminine that then the other stories kind of unfold into this bigger picture that I've already created the umbrella for.
Absolutely. So for those who are really interested, Robin's chapter is called I Am Not It and I Am All of It. And there are five parts in this chapter. So can you share, like, what was the process of, like, putting this chapter together?
Whew.
How was it for you? I love it.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when I signed on, I knew that the title of the book was going to be The Awakened Feminine. And I graduated with my BA in Women and Gender Studies. And I've been through a priestess process. And I've been, you know, an arts-based facilitator and, you know, creative process and leading new moon ceremonies,
right.
And you know, all of these things I've been doing for so long, and I thought to myself, I have a few things to say about the awakened feminine, you know, and being all sort of sassy in my mind about it, and getting into the writing process, quickly recognizing that I didn't have a clue what it really meant for my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in a theoretical sense, I could point to the things that are like, it's soft,
right.
And it's like receiving,
right.
And there's an openness and there's a creation, you know, like there are these sort of buzz or catchwords, but it's like, yeah, what does it really mean for me in my lived experience? Like, how does that show in my life, and how does it show up in my body,
mm-hmm.
you know? And shortly after I had signed on to the project. There was a free writing sort of conference workshop that came available. So I signed up. I thought, oh my God, I need this, right? Yeah. And one of the sort of tips of advice was to just free write for 21 days in a row. Just dump it all out on paper and go through, pick out thematically what lands mm-hmm. for you and what feels true.
Right.
And then that gives you sort of your focus point, mm-hmm. your theme. And so I did that religiously, you know, ticked off the calendar every 21 days and went back through this mess of, I don't know what to write. Right. What am I doing here?
Right.
How do I, you know, how do I write something yeah. that is going to land with a reader?
Yeah.
You know, all of this just blah. And slowly came to sort of a sense of how it needed to take form,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know? And there are these goddess archetypes that that sort of resonate with me and that I thought, well, that's a way that I understand the awakened feminine.
Right.
Right, is through these goddess archetypes and the ways that they're both strong and foible,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and that they're all of it,
yep.
but they're also not.
Right, yeah. yeah.
And that really, you know, the awakened feminine is not just this state of arrival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this constant becoming
yeah.
and unraveling mm-hmm. and becoming again.
Yep. Through all the stages. Through all the stages, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I resonated with your chapter. There's a lot of things that I definitely connected with, and it's based on my lived experience while I connected. And I also connected because it appeared to be extremely honest. I think that you were real as real could be in your chapter. And how was that for you to be as real and raw in a chapter?
Yeah, that was really important to me, mm-hmm. actually. It was something at the beginning of my writing process that I was so kind of racked about how to achieve,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, what is the truth that I want to tell for A,
okay.
and then B, how do I tell that in a way that feels like it's not outside of myself,
right.
you know,
right.
And that it's really landing from my heart to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think that's part of what the process of writing gave me,
mm-hmm.
In some ways was just this level of healing mm-hmm. in a way, because, you know, you write down all of this experience that you have and, you know, people, mentors, always tell you, it's like, well, where's the experience? Like how are you mining the experience
right.
for the learning
right.
and the lessons of things so that, you know, that awful thing that we went through as a kid or as a teenager or as a young adult or heck yesterday, you know,
exactly.
how do we actually like incorporate that and integrate that into something that feels like it's still personal,
mm-hmm.
but we're not persecuting ourselves
that's
about
right.
it.
That's right.
You know,
right.
But that it still feels and rings true.
Yep.
And that I think was a huge challenge for me to get that. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
it comes
it
across
does.
And it feels, honest.
It does. It feels extremely honest. And I think, yeah, that's why I was able to connect with it tenfold. In terms of like this being your kind of first, yes, you've written before, but like first, you know, debut for us, a piece that's published that the general public can access, and we'll talk about how we can get access to the book. But has it awakened a spirit in you by chance? Like, do you think you will write further?
I certainly would like to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had a sort of notion that I would like to write a book for a long time, and it's always come to, well, what would I write a book about?
Right.
You know, like, who am I to write a book? Yeah. What would I say if I wrote a book? What would it be about?
Yeah.
Who would read it anyways?
Yeah.
You know, all of the things. And so doing this project certainly gave me some experience in that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, kind of, you know, caught the bug a little bit.
Yeah.
to keep doing it. It's just a matter of, you know, how disciplined am I going to be to carve out the time to allow myself to do the creative thing.
Right.
When sometimes, and I think, you know, when we do have these creative thoughts of projects that seem insurmountable,
right,
especially, it's like, oh, look at the fridge needs cleaning.
I know.
Oh, look at, I'll just take you up on going out instead. Or, you know,
yeah,
it's, there's so many ways to distract ourselves.
Absolutely.
From kind of going inside and really wrestling with what that truth
really
is of ourselves.
True.
That we'd rather just
do
turn
the things,
a blind eye to,
100%.
You know?
We'd like to do all the things, guys. That's, no, I'm that girl too. So trust me, I resonate big time. My next question is, I guess would be helpful for somebody who is brand spanking new to trying to embark on a creative journey. It's interesting that over the past few weeks, I've chatted with people, male and female, that are, let's say, late 40s and up, who are embarking on new creative endeavors. You are my third author that I've chatted with, that this is their first printed piece, and other people like are in bands, etc. Right, so I feel like nowadays people are trying new things all the time. So do you have any advice for somebody who wants to embark on something, a creative journey, whatever that may be? Like, what tips would you offer? That's what happens all the time, guys.
That is such an interesting and tough question, I think, because self-trust is such a big part of what that means and what that looks like, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, how much do I trust myself and that needling of intuition that says, hey, look at this shiny thing over here that looks really not really clear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there's something that I can almost taste, maybe. Where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
How do I start? Do I start? Do I bother to start? Oh, what's the point in starting? You know? And I can tell you that it doesn't happen without starting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Process is everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the backbone and the whole way that we get from A to B.
Facts, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so even without knowing anything, and I should be listening to my own advice here because I'm, you know, as much as I believe in the process and I'm process oriented, and, you know, I still hedge on, you know, taking that step into beginning something.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, you know, it stems from that self-trust.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm going to trust that I'm not a crazy person,
even though
this idea is crazy. You know, like it's as nutty as the peanut butter in the fridge.
True.
You know,
true.
So,
I think that is such a great advice. The self-trust is huge, and understanding that there is a process to pretty much everything, but you can't get to the process if you don't start. So I love that. Now let's get into the book, because we need to, you know, make sure that we plug the book here. The Awakened Feminine: Stories of Emergence, Power, and Presence. Where can we get it?
It is available on Amazon.
Awesome.
And Kindle.
Okay, sweet, sweet.
So if you've got a reader, you can get it there. And yeah, like I said, on Amazon, I believe it's $19.99.
Okay,
US.
Affordable pricing.
Yeah.
That's affordable pricing
mm-hmm.
these day and times. I love that. I love that. I do encourage it. I mean, I was able to, I haven't finished the book, but I was able to read some of it. And I think that it is a fulfilling read, you know, and it was definitely like, I think it's just going to resonate. I think that's probably you're going to resonate with a story, if not all the stories, to some capacity.
In some way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I
think that's really the beauty of it, is that there's something in the personableness of the storytelling that lets women, and I don't